At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. The great actor Matt Damon will join us coming up a little bit. He portrays Sonny Vaccaro, legendary sneakerhead executive with Nike and Reebok. Got all those coaches. You know, instead of schools buying their shoes, it was, you know, Sonny reaching out on behalf of Nike saying, no, we're going to give you the shoes and we're going to pay the coaches. And it changed college basketball. He plays, Matt Damon plays Sonny Vaccaro, who is largely given credit for recruiting Michael Jordan to Nike. And you also have Viola Davis, who plays Michael Jordan's mom. And we'll talk to Matt about that because from what I'm told, Ben Affleck flew down to Florida to see Michael at his golf course. And I think he waited for Mike's blessing here. And then it was, hey, you got to have this and you got to have that. You got to have Viola Davis as my mom. And the only problem with that is you had to go get Viola Davis then to play his mom. And we're trying to confirm that that's what happened. So we'll talk to Matt Damon about that. He'll be joining us coming up a little bit. Phone calls, we'll get to those as well. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter, danpatrick.com. And if you're on the newsletter, you will hear about the latest batch of moonshine, tailgate moonshine, azalea moonshine, sooner than everybody else. So sign up for the newsletter, and next week we'll have an announcement for you to order more moonshine. Also, Peacock is going to have the Augusta Women's National Amateur. That'll be Saturday at 12 Eastern. The best amateur golfers in the world competing at Augusta. Poll question for the final hour, Seton. By the way, if you're watching on Peacock, thank you. Download the app if you are not watching on Peacock, and you can watch this program for free all 3 hours. Seton?
Hour two's changing just a little bit, right, where more entertaining NCAA tournament this year, men's or women's. Women are now up to 27% of the vote. I feel like that's pretty good.
I hope that you watch on Friday night because you do have a great South Carolina team going against Iowa and Caitlin Clark, who I think is the best shooter, man or woman, in college basketball right now. She'll have her hands full. South Carolina is going to rough her up. The point spread right now is 11. South Carolina is looking to go undefeated again, and they are the odds-on favorite. You also, the two best players, or at least the two players finalists for College Basketball Player of the Year, Aaliyah Boston with South Carolina, of course, Caitlin Clark. All right. Yes, Eden.
Poll question for hour three.
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay.
Possibly.
Okay.
Would you rather have the skill set of Michael Jordan or Jason Bourne?
Ooh.
Both super impressive.
I would rather have Michael Jordan's skill set.
You would? Really?
Yeah. I love Jason Bourne.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Okay.
But.
I marvel. I would love to have Jason Bourne's driving skills. Because those are some of the best chase scenes in movie history.
Have you ever seen? I saw him kill a man with a rolled up magazine.
Yeah.
Okay. And?
That's an amazing skill to have.
How often does it come into play?
I don't know, but you know what? If I was like a billionaire, I would pay the government $100 million and be like, turn me into that dude. Let me know all of those skills.
Yeah, but he's not real.
Yeah, I know, but it's fun.
Yes, Paul.
You're waiting at the dentist's office, someone gets out of line, you grab an Us Weekly, and the next thing they're gone. That'd be a great skill. Michael Jordan can't do that.
Can't do that.
Imagine you go into like an embassy, and all there is people trained to protect the embassy, and you could kick everyone's butt in 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Or you go to a safe deposit box, and there's a gun and cash and passports.
But it felt like MacGyver was real, whereas Jason Bourne is created. Feels like there's a MacGyver out there.
It's created by the Treadstone Project. Exactly.
Our people.
I have to admit, if there's a Bourne Identity movie on, I'm watching. I don't care where it is. When I go through my movies there on DirecTV, it's like, oh, there's Jason Bourne. And I got to ask him, could we see a Jason Bourne version of Top Gun Maverick? That maybe we wait like 20 years. Damon will be in his 70s. And then he's got one more movie, Jason Bourne. We got to bring him back for whatever reason. And Paulie, you're pretty good at coming up with scripts here. You told me what Maverick, Top Gun, was going to be about a year before it came out.
All right, so the last Bourne Identity movie.
Do you want to wait until after?
No, I want to do it now. Get on record.
Oh.
Jason Bourne is living like in Malta. All by himself, and everything's well. He's been out of the public eye. He's been out of the private eye. Off the grid, as they say, for decades.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new version of Treadstone, the bad guys with the CIA or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's the new operative. He wants to get out. It's like the new Jason Bourne. He tracks down Jason Bourne and says, help me get out, help me get out. And right before Jason Bourne is able to help this young kid get out, who's the young Jason Bourne, basically, the bad guys kill him. And then the next hour and a half, Jason Bourne goes on an ass-kicking fest, and everyone makes $1 billion.
Mm.
There's the movie.
Ass-kicking fest.
Mm. Yep. Okay. There's the movie.
Okay.
You need one inciting incident, and there it is.
Now, was the bad guy in Bourne movies, was that Brian Cox, who's now in Succession?
He was one of them, yeah.
Wasn't he the guy who was heading it up?
I think so.
With Chris Cooper?
Part two.
Yeah, Chris Cooper, the great actor as well.
Great actor.
Yeah. I watched the first episode of the final season of Succession.
Mm.
Oh, very good. Oh, yeah. It's great. Yeah, it really is.
No spoilers.
No, it's great. It's one of those where you always feel good about yourself because every one of those people, they're all despicable. So it's who's the worst person that I like the most is kind of how I sort through it all. But there's some great dialogue, really, really well written. Aaron Rodgers was on this show November 25th, 2020. And I kind of stumbled onto something here because I was going to ask him, about his teammates and eventually getting to Jordan Love being drafted. So this is after the draft, well after the draft, November 25th, 2020. And I asked Aaron Rodgers, what do your linemen get you for Christmas?
Every now and then they might give me a bottle of scotch.
Wait, is that what you were drinking on draft night, scotch or tequila?
I was drinking tequila. I mixed it up a little bit. I like scotch, bourbon, and some sipping tequila that a friend of mine got me on. So it was tequila that night.
Did you put more in it when the Packers were on the clock or after the Packers were off the clock?
I would say after, probably.
Yeah.
But I didn't, to my credit, I didn't refill. I started with a strong pour, so I didn't
I can just imagine you there, that you're, you know, you got tequila there and the Packers, and they're going to take a wide receiver here. Of course we are. And the Packers take Jordan Love. Did you know they were taking him prior to the pick?
No, I found out.
Just like we did?
About 5 seconds before the
Wow. So you found out 5 seconds before. And, you know, somebody said, who works with the NFL, that the Packers probably didn't want to tell Aaron, because if you're Aaron, you don't want them to draft your successor. But they're, you know, they're trading up to get him, and then all of a sudden, do you think, hey, do we got to get a hold of Aaron? I don't know. Like, who makes that call? Who's going to call Aaron? I'm busy over here. How about you? Anybody want to call Aaron? Tell him we're going to take Jordan Love. No. And the Packers select Jordan Love. Oh, wouldn't you love to have been there? How many moments where you look and you go, God, I wish I would have been there just to actually hear, see the reaction of something. And that's one of those where you go, wait, what? I don't know what Brett Favre, I don't know how he reacted. I would love to have been there with John Elway when the Broncos, they selected Tommy Maddox out of UCLA. And Maddox was like 20 years of age. He was really young, I remember. That would have been interesting. Probably a few of those. I don't know if Favre's ego was like, I don't care who they draft. He ain't better than me. Or he's not going to be my successor. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers went from he could go one to the end of the first round, which he did. And I don't know how Favre reacted to that. But, I mean, he might have been caught up in something else and didn't really care. All right, let me see. A couple other headlines here. South Carolina, Virginia Tech, the women's Final Four. Joel Embiid. You know, and maybe it's not his fault. It's just the NBA collectively. Play a couple of games, sit out a game. Play a couple of games, sit out a game. You had a showdown with the Joker. God, that's what you want. And maybe he's hurt, but I'm sorry. You don't get the benefit of the doubt because of everybody else in the NBA. You're going to play? I don't know. You're going to sit out? Yeah, I played last night. I can't play today. Why? No, I just can't. I can't do back-to-back. Like, okay. And Joel Embiid's a wonderful player. And you can give him the MVP. I'm fine with that. I just wanted those two to go at each other one more time. And, maybe, you know, we had J.J. Redick on last hour, and he was great. He had a lot of information, said that this won't change his vote. That, you know, Embiid wasn't there. Talked about all the great things that Embiid does. I think voter fatigue has factored into this. I think Giannis, although Giannis has missed a lot of games. So I would have Embiid and Joker 1-1A, and then Giannis after that. But the Joker, you know, he went through the motions, put up a triple-double. You didn't have Harden there, didn't have Embiid there. We miss out on these moments. We as fans, and this is part of the problem of the NBA. I can't count on it. And you want to see how many times do they face each other? Twice a year? That's what you want. You want to see that. Yes, Mark.
I saw a stat recently. Kevin Durant hasn't played LeBron in like 3 seasons.
Yeah.
So they haven't gone head-to-head in 3 seasons, which is nuts.
By the way, the MVP odds, Joel Embiid plus 105. The Joker is plus 110. So this is snug. And then it's Giannis after that. I don't think you'll get co-MVPs. I don't think we've ever had that in the NBA. You did have co-rookies of the year. I think that was Dave Cowens and Jeff Petrie. And you also had Jason Kidd and Grant Hill. I think we had co-rookies of the year. I don't know if you've ever had co-MVPs. Yes, Marv.
Yeah, I think there was one more. I want to say maybe Elton Brand. I got to look it up. I think there may have been one more co-rookie of the year, but never co-MVP is not to my knowledge.
Yeah. Let's see. Got time to get. Let me get Andrew in Washington. Andrew, thanks for holding. What do you have for me?
Good morning, Dan and Dennis. Thanks for taking my call again. Hey, real quick, just wanted to put a bow on all the Final Four stats from yesterday from the men's tournament. I know that you had the 1979, no 1, 2, or 3 seed being in the Final Four this year, but also it's since 1970 that 3 out of the 4 Final Four teams are making their debut in the Final Four this year. So that's just putting a bow on it. Follow my idea here. After yesterday's program, and you have Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. Now, Mr. Seton O'Connor is the president of the relegation, president of the relegation fan club. And if somebody is down the most units, maybe they get relegated off the podcast, and one Aaron O'Connor takes their place to make picks with the guys. And from what Seton's told me, she could probably hang with that group. So maybe a little switch up there to get those guys to pay attention to their tips.
I don't know. I think Aaron might be a one and done. I mean, I would never fill out another bracket if I'm Seton's wife. She's got the Final Four. She's got Connecticut winning it all. And didn't we look at the amount of money if she had put down, what, a dollar?
$100 parlay on those four teams.
And you would have made?
Just under $9 million. she talked about that all day yesterday, all night. Yeah. $9 million.
I would not fill out another bracket the rest of my life, because you are in the 0.00003 percentile.
It's like as close to a winning lottery ticket as you've ever come.
Yeah, yeah, Paul.
We did a little math yesterday based off like ESPN having 20 million people. You have about a 1 in 600,000 chance to have a perfect. You have the Final Four correctly.
Yeah,
nailed it.
And it's about guard play. That's what your wife said.
And just for the record, she could absolutely hang with those fellas in the gambling podcast.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She could get after it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But not drinking.
Well, I wasn't saying gambling.
Oh, I thought you said gambling. You were talking about your wife could party
with
Shea and Irving?
Yeah, she can handle herself.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a challenge that Shea and Irving and Bad Larry and Dylan the graphics guy would love to take her up on.
Well, I'm not challenging anyone. I'm just saying she could fit into that group.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She could handle herself.
Because we always talk about gambling every Thursday with these guys, and it always devolves into drinking or something else with Shea and Irving. And you find out the fact that Shea and Irving has a revolver tattoo on the side of his skull, that, you know, he got a really short haircut.
Much like my wife.
She has that same revolver tattoo.
Yeah.
And then what's the other tattoo on the other side of Shea's head?
I think it's something with his kids' names on it.
Oh, kids' names.
Of course.
Yes.
I thought it was the revolver with his kids' names on it.
But, you know, Marvin goes, he's got a tattoo on his head. I go, yeah, I know. He goes, I keep staring at it. I said, it's okay.
I thought he went to New York and he got it after going to the Big East tournament.
During the Big East tournament.
I look over and because he had his head shaved. Yeah. And I'm looking, I was like, wait, did you just get a tattoo on your head?
Oh, I know.
No, I've had that.
Yeah.
I've had that.
Dude, he's a real dealer, man.
He is. He is the real deal. But the podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble with Bad Larry and Shea and Irving and Dylan the graphics guy. We'll take a break. Matt Damon will join us coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show. We talk about our friends at Panini America every week, and why not? The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Now we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain. You got one-of-a-kind digital cards there. And you check out the newly released NFL Mosaic, Prism, and NBA Hoops, and more, your favorite Panini brands now is NFTs. And this is the only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. So many great things here. Biggest superstars, the all-time greats. These are the official products, by the way, of the NBA and the NFL, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs. And you'll be able to do that from every pack. One-of-a-kind digital cards, paniniamerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show and NFTs, PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Got the updated odds from DraftKings. Odds to win the NCAA title. Connecticut is the prohibitive favorite. Anybody want to guess who has the second-best odds to win the men's NCAA tournament? Seton?
Miami.
Miami? San Diego State, then Miami, then Florida Atlantic. Yes.
Yeah, I should have consulted Erin because she has UConn beating San Diego State.
Does she really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nailed the odds, too, apparently.
Yeah, she'll be. She's incredible.
Yeah. That she is.
Yeah. All righty. I'll get a couple more phone calls in here. Oh, there he is. Matt Damon, big time. Former sexiest man of the year. and actor, film producer, of course, Good Will Hunting. He plays Sonny Vaccaro in the new movie, Air, that hits theaters on Wednesday, April 5th. At what age did you get your first pair of Air Jordans?
That's a good question. Late. I didn't really have the disposable income for them in high school when they came out. So I would have got them after college, actually.
I was wondering, though, you grew up a Celtic fan. They wore Converse. And I don't know if you wouldn't have worn Air Jordans because Celtics, they didn't wear Air Jordans.
No, he transcended the game. Those were definitely the hottest shoe. Like, you know, before that, it was, you know, Adidas and Puma and, you know, the fat laces and all that kind of. That was very much what Ben and I in our high school. We went, you know, there was one school in our city. So there were 3,000 kids. It was really like, you know, a good kind of cultural touchstone for kind of what was going on, like what was the cool music, what was the cool. And I remember those shoes specifically just before the Jordans. And then the Jordans came and just changed everything.
Were you an athlete?
No, I was the first. I was in the first class to letter in theater. I have varsity letter in theater.
Do you get a letter jacket for that?
You know, you had to buy the jacket, but I got the letter and it had the little face of comedy and tragedy on it. But we had a great, great, great high school. But again, it was a really big school. So, you know, for some context, you know, Cambridge, where Ben and I grew up, was a basketball city. Like Pat Ewing lived on my street, or I should say I lived on Pat's street. So Ben and I weren't making that basketball team, obviously. You know, when we were there, it was Ramil Robinson, and we'd win the state championship. We were in it every year.
What do you remember about Ewing on your block?
Well, Pat, the first game I ever saw in the Boston Garden, I was 10, and that was Pat's senior year. So he's, I guess, 8 years older than me. So, and I remember going to the Garden, and I knew, you know, it was like this guy was from my hometown. He lived at the end of my street. He was, you know, he was a superstar already. And he, you know, that someday I was going to go to school where, you know, and so I was cheering with the high school kids. You know, it was really exciting. I just remember it being really exciting. And I remember walking by him at like the River Festival down on Memorial Drive and just, you know, being all of 4 foot 10 and walking by a 7 foot dude. It's like, oh my God. Yeah.
How does this script get to you?
I got Ben, sent it to me. He goes, Ben found it. You'd have to ask him how he found it. I don't remember how he found it or how he came across it, but he said, I read this thing. He goes, it's great. He goes, we should do this. We can do it really quickly. You know, it's ready to go. And I read it, and it was, and I had that same, every time I picked this script up, I was stuck for, it's like when you bump into Goodfellas on TV, it's like, oh, well, I'm here for 2 hours. I'm gonna watch the rest of this. But the script felt like that. It was like, oh, it was a page turner, and it was really exciting with all these characters. Really, it was a great, yeah, a great kind of ensemble group to, you know, it was fun thinking about, all right, who are we going to get to fill out this cast? And the parts were all just terrific.
Well, you talked about this after the screening in New York, that working with Viola Davis, it's like, this is easy. I mean, we're wrapped by 10:30 in the morning, and now we got to figure out what we're doing for lunch. She was that great, as she plays Michael Jordan's mom.
Yeah, yeah. And that actually came from Michael. You know, Ben went to see him before, you know, before we got too pregnant with the movie. We basically, Ben said, well, I really need MJ's blessing. Like, I don't, you know, we didn't want to do it. He said, look, guys, that's not how anything happened. Don't just leave it alone. We would have left it alone. But actually what ended up happening was Ben went to talk to him, and he ended up, Ben called me after. I was in New York. I couldn't go down to Florida to see him. My kid had something that day. I can't remember, but I was waiting for Ben's call to see if we were going to go forward with this thing. Oh. And he goes, I got amazing news. He goes, I got great news and I got some bad news. I go, okay. And he goes, the great news is, he started to detail what Michael had told him. Michael was very specific about George Raveling being in the movie. Like, that was where he first heard about Nike, who he heard it from. And Howard White, you know, as being these absolutely pivotal people in at that time and beyond, but specifically at that time. And then Ben was trying to get details about how everything went down, and Michael talked about his mother, and he talked about his mother with such reverence, that it was really moving for Ben, and Ben started to realize how pivotal she was, like, for him in this deal, in his life, and everything, and Ben said, okay, well, all right. Well, so clearly he's thinking to himself, well, we gotta rework, we gotta rework this script. But he goes, who should play your mom? And before he got the sentence out, Jordan was like, Viola Davis. And he was like, absolutely, like, that's it. And so Ben said, the great news, he goes, I know exactly what we got to do. Like, I have great direction for our rewrite. We have these two new characters to bring in, and we really need to expand Dolores Jordan and really make this hers. And I said, well, great. What's the bad news? He goes, we have to get Viola Davis. He goes, if we don't get Viola Davis, we can't do the movie. I was like, oh, okay. You know, and I was like, I think I said to him at that point, I was like, that's like having to get Michael Jordan on your basketball team. Like, you know, she's an American treasure. So, but we rolled up our sleeves and really went to work on the rewrite and tried to write her a part that was worthy of her, you know, and thankfully she agreed to do it. And I mean, as you saw, she's just, and it is that thing. I mean, I joke, but it's, you know, I'd show up for work and do, you know, a 7-page scene with her. And when you do a 7-page scene, normally in movies, a 2-page scene is the longest you'll do. But I do a long, long scene with Viola, and, you know, we'd be done by 10:30 in the morning. And I've just been in one of the best scenes I've ever been in my career. And she's like, you know, we're like, what else are we going to do today? Like, I think that just happened. Like, it's really awesome working with somebody of that caliber.
How important is it to meet the person that you're going to portray in the movie?
It depends. You know, I've done it both ways, where I've played someone and not met them and played someone and met them. You know, you're never, it's not an imitation, and it's not, what this movie really was trying to do was capture the spirit of these people, right? It's, you know, we don't look like them. We're not, you know, we're not, it's not about specifically who said what, and I, you know, because 40 years later, everyone's got their own narrative of how exactly everything happened. And, but I did speak with Sonny, and what was really interesting, because, you know, famously after this whole landmark deal, completely historic deal happened, these relationships all frayed and fractured, and, you know, kind of, people got fired and people left, and, you know, there was like sense of betrayal and acrimony and all this stuff. But what Sonny said was, look, this time that you're making this movie about was the most joyful time. You know, this was just, he goes, we were just great friends. And I think they all understand now. I mean, you know, Sonny and Phil they're in their 80s, and looking back, like, at what an amazing thing that they accomplished, and that all that stuff feels like it's kind of water under the bridge, at least when they kind of look back now. I think it's not all jumbled together the way it might have been 30, 40 years ago. It's like they're very generous about each other, at least in the conversations I've had with them.
It's not exactly De Niro and Raging Bull, but you did gain some weight here playing Sonny Vaccaro. How it's not stressful gaining weight, it's stressful losing weight.
Yeah, no, exactly. I can look at a pizza and gain 20 pounds. That's easy. But Ben also had a bodysuit for me. He wanted to put a little extra heft on me. So I put on probably 20 and then put on a bodysuit on top of that because there was really, it was mostly just for this one, for one joke in the movie where Phil and I are having a conversation about running. And we just like the idea that, you know, this guy worked at a running company, right?
And never ran.
And the idea was so loathsome to him. So it was really all for that kind of physical gag.
We're talking to Matt Damon. The movie is Air. He portrays Sonny Vaccaro. Last time we had you on, I think we got you in trouble in Boston.
What did I do?
Brady as a Buccaneer, and you were going to root for Brady in Tampa. I think you said
unapologetic. I'm unapologetic about it. Yeah. I love that guy. It didn't mean I didn't root for the Pats. Of course, obviously watch the Pats and root for the Pats, but I just really cheer on, you know, had David Ortiz been traded to another team, I still would have kept an eye on him and cared about how he did. You know, when someone does that much for your team and your city.
Who's made you cry?
You got to be loyal.
Who's made you cry with joy more, Brady or your Red Sox?
Well, the 2004 Red Sox, I think I said this when it happened. When I drove back up to Boston for the parade, and I remember running up to Boylston Street and by myself, because my dad, my brother, everybody, we were getting my nephews, we were getting everybody to gather to walk down to the river to watch the duck boats as they went in. But I sprinted up to Boylston Street to see them as they came down that way by myself. And found myself outside like a Shawmut or some bank, just standing on the side of the road and crying out of gratitude for those guys. I love those guys that, I mean, you know, and all the subsequent teams. But that first one was, I can't even, and I think people from Boston could tell you, it was like, it relieved a kind of psychic. It changed us at a fundamental level because, you know, my grandfather didn't see the Red Sox win.
But it's like the Cubs, Matt. It changed the lovable losing Cubs, and it changed those fans. Like, it's weird that you almost embrace who you are, and then it's gone. And now, who are you?
Yeah, but who we were not just people who lost, but people who came so heartbreakingly close and lost, right? Which was a painful state to live in, right? And so it did, and I agree, it changed. I follow it less now. You know what I mean? But I don't know that that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? I feel like I have a healthier, I don't know. It really, yeah. The story that I told myself, I was 34 when they won, or 33. The story that I told myself for all those years was, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. So yeah, I mean, it did. It brought me to tears for sure.
I'll leave you with this. Could you see a scenario where you do what Cruise did for Top Gun with Jason Bourne, that maybe Jason Bourne is 60 and comes out of retirement or hiding?
Yeah, I could certainly see if we could think up a good story, you know, it would, I would definitely do it. I love that character. I love, it's been great to me and I love the story. So, you know, if there was a way to do it, I'm not against it. It's nice to see, you know, a 60-year-old. Tom doesn't look 60, by the way. I don't know how old he is. He looks like he's
doing all of his own stunts. I mean, he ruins it for you guys.
I don't even try. I mean, I had dinner with him 15 or so years ago, and I asked him about the one where he ran around the outside of the building, you know, in that Mission Impossible. And he started the story by saying, the safety guy told me I couldn't do it. And I go, okay. And he goes, so I get another safety guy. I'm like, you lost me already. Like, you win. You're the king.
Yeah. Congrats on the movie. Enjoyed it. Always great to talk to you again.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Matt Damon. All right. He didn't poo-poo your script there. Bourne Identity. Bring it back. Maybe wait like 7 more years, 10 more years, come back, and then he could be his version, Jason Bourne's version of Maverick, Top Gun Maverick. Yeah, Paul.
Jason Bourne back for one more payday.
Yeah.
Get right to it.
I like that Tom Cruise didn't hear what he wanted to hear from the safety guy, so you just get another safety guy. It's like going to another doctor. You know, LeBron went to two doctors, said you should probably have surgery, so he just went to the LeBron James of feet. All right, last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words, Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. The commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, will join us. Okay. Do I bring up the situation in the Phillies game that happened yesterday in spring training? The catcher, JT Realmuto, he was getting a new ball from the umpire. So this is the second time, and he puts his catcher's mitt back, and he was waiting for the umpire to put it in his glove. Now, the previous time, he threw the ball to the pitcher himself. The umpire did. But the catcher is, you know, you're trained to just put your glove back. He'll put the ball in there, and then you throw it back to the pitcher. Not all umpires want to throw it out to the mound. Well, the catcher, an all-star catcher, puts his glove back, and he doesn't think he's going to put a ball in it. Then the umpire gets ready to put a ball in it, and it goes to the ground. And then the umpire thinks the catcher is trying to show him up in spring training in the fourth inning. He turns and goes, yeah, runs him. And I go, you have got to be kidding me. Are you that sensitive in spring training, in the fourth inning, that you're going to throw the catcher out? Couldn't you just say, hey, you know, why didn't you leave your mitt up there? Well, you threw it out to the mound last time. Oh, okay. You know what? My bad. But the catcher, he's the reasonable one. He turns to the umpire. It's like, what? You're going to throw me out for that? And it became the, hey, that's what it is. I'm going to run you. And I think this is a guy who was in AAA. This is an umpire who is trying to get to the major leagues. This doesn't help you get to the major leagues. I don't need to see ego in spring training in the fourth inning, and you're going to throw somebody out because he put his catcher's mitt back. You didn't put the ball in time. He brings his catcher's mitt back, and the ball goes to the ground. Should I bring that up to the commissioner? No?
Yeah.
Not first question.
Or knock it out.
Well, we could do that.
Because he's having a good month.
Because how much... He might not have any say over this. Umpires got their own union. I don't know if he's going to say, we'll wait to hear a ruling or I'll see if they discipline this umpire. But it's spring training. Everybody has a great time in spring training. And I'm guessing the catcher's probably like, all right, you're going to throw me out of a spring training game. All right, get a early start to my afternoon playing golf. Yes, yes, Tom.
Could he play I didn't see that. We got opening day coming up in a couple of days, but I'll take your word for it that I'll have to take a look and see what that was all about. But sounded like it shouldn't have been a big deal.
He can't say that he didn't see something that has to do with his sport.
A spring training little catcher's mitt thing? Every time someone gets ejected, does that go on his
We all
desk?
Saw it, Todd.
Yeah, but he could say, I'm not a big social media guy. I'm sure that whatever that is that you guys saw that...
So you think that he could use that excuse?
Maybe.
No, he can't.
I heard about it. I didn't actually see it.
No, No.
He shouldn't have been doing
it. It's the commissioner. I'm going to throw you out for that. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan, it's a controversial one.
Whoa, whoa.
Would you rather have the skill set of Michael Jordan or Jason Bourne? My guy Mike here put it perfectly. Yeah. Killing people day after day has to weigh on your soul, and I couldn't live with that, so I'd have to say Jason Bourne.
well played.
Jason Bourne right now, 58% of the vote winning over Michael Jordan.
Winning.
A very poorly spelled Michael Jordan, by the way.
How'd you screw up Michael?
Apparently, it's not Michael.
Michael?
M-I-C-A-H-E-L.
Michaela?
Michael.
All right, you got it close.
That's close enough.
This day in sports history.
1963, the Jets owner, it was actually the New York Titans owner at the time, of the AFL announced he was changing the name of the New York Titans to the New York Jets. Hmm. How'd that play? I wonder if that was popular or not.
Well, because they were at Shea Stadium, and I guess with those planes flying over, it was so annoying trying to do an interview at Shea Stadium with the Mets or a team that was in town, and it'd be like, and then you go, hold on, and then he'd have to re-ask the question. What else, Paul?
A great tough guy moment. 2002, Greco-Roman wrestler, who was a champion in the Olympics, by the way, Rulon Gardner, had his middle toe on his right foot amputated due to frostbite. He had been stranded overnight in Wyoming on a hunting trip for 2 days. You don't need a toe. Like a wrestler, you can lose a digit.
I think we talked to him not long after that.
Yeah, we had him on.
Yeah.
Old Nine Toes Gardner.
Yeah. I mean, he could still pick up a phone.
I think the middle one is the one you'd want to lose. Don't you think?
The middle one. I haven't really thought of that.
We'll look into it. All right. Back to you.
By the way, on this date, 1992, Christian Laettner, turnaround jumper, beats Kentucky in overtime, 104-103. East Regional Final. Also on this date, the first team to win the NCAA and the NIT in the same year. Yeah, it happened in 1950. City College of New York beat Bradley to win the NCAA title. Was there another school that won the NCAA and NIT in the same year? It just says the first team to win. I guess they're leaving it open to if a team decides to, let's say UConn wants to play in the NIT and win the NCAA. Is the NIT over yet? I haven't really followed it. Yeah, Paul.
When you were a kid, was the NIT little kid? Was the NIT bigger?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember what point in your life where that kind of morphed? The 60s?
Well, I remember Maravich in LSU played in the NIT in the Garden against Marquette. And that was a big deal. But LSU wasn't that good to be able to be in the field of 32. But I remember 60. Just a little bit of Texas Western, just a little bit, because it was such a big deal, an all-black team versus an all-white team in Kentucky. And I remember that being a big deal. But I don't remember watching it. I think 67 with Lou Alcindor was the first time I really started watching the NCAA tournament. Yeah, Paul.
I got 1968. Your Dayton Flyers beating Kansas in the NIT.
Yeah.
That must have been a big deal locally.
And they ended up playing UCLA, I think, the next year. They played, or 67, they played UCLA in the NCAA title game. I think it was 67, Dayton against UCLA. Yes,
I've got NIT games tonight, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you got North Texas versus Wisconsin.
Okay.
And Utah Valley versus UAB.
Yeah, I might give that a spin.
All right.
So it's NIT over yet.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Todd. NIT wit.
NIT, NIT.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Let's see. Anything else on this program? Yes? Seton, anything?
It's a fun day.
All right.
Fun day. Hump day tomorrow.
We'll try to do better tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we will.
Every day's a Super Bowl.
Yes, that is. Let's go around the room. What we learned on the program. Imagine if Viola Davis said, you know what? Scheduling conflict. I can't do this movie. Or, you know what? I don't want to play that role. Then they wouldn't have had the movie.
That happens.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I clear my schedule to be in all those Sandler movies, but one of these days he's going to learn I'm not going to be available for all those movies. Thank you, Todd. I like it.
You're not going to turn down the Sandman. That's why I chuckled.
He's got a new movie coming out on Friday, him and Aniston, Murder Mystery 2 or something. She's not as welcoming as Sandman is, because I'm like, hey, Sandman. He goes, Danny, Aniston. I go, okay.
Why don't you do a car or something like that? I thought he owes me a car.
He owes me a car, but that's okay. What did I learn today, Todd?
White Castle now has a breakfast menu. What?
Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of the first year, they automatically double the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. You can see terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Thanks for joining us. We'll try to do better tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.